everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 637 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing, man?
Doing all right. It's Wednesday. Busy Wednesday, unfortunately. I don't know why, but for some reason, everyone's trying to load up my week with crap to do. All right? And I don't know if they know this or not. I don't want to do anything. Like, they just, come on now.
Stan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the thing, for sure. There's a lot of work being put on us this week, and I don't like it.
It's like they stack everything up. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not going to put in my work, like my work day, all right. But like when you start going, hey, can you do this? You got this going on. Can you do this? I'm like, no, stop it. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to.
Stop it. No.
It was like telling your dad when you were growing up, you know, he'd got time for work.
No.
Or time to go do something or time to. No. And then he would, you know what my dad would do? He wouldn't just like turn the lights on, you know, hey, time to get up. You know, he'd pull the covers off of me, like slowly. Like annoyingly slowly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it just, and for some reason, he knew that it would just wake you up because.
This being an adult thing is for the birds. Having to do stuff, man, is ridiculous. I hate it.
I was going to say, yeah, you're early on in your parenthood.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you're probably going to run into and realize
I'm just
throughout life.
You know, wake my daughter up, just going to throw fireworks into a pan right next to her bed and do that stuff.
Get up! Kevin McAllister style.
Yeah, do it McAllister style. You got it. Anyway, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Keep the change.
Here's your
baby.
Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed. They specialize in Asian import brands. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew got you covered, man. Well, Alice Cooper is the subject of a Halloween sock puppet parody video. That's right. The video features Frankensock dressed as Cooper and even incorporates some of his stage antics doing Cooper's 1991 song, Feed My Frankenstein. Feed my
Frankenstein.
What a great
song.
He's
in a commercial, too, like a recent commercial where he's all dressed up.
I was just going to get to that. And Cooper is also featured in a new Progressive Insurance commercial
with
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield. What a weird mix there. Cooper is not the first rock act sock puppet parody. That's a mouthful. Cooper is not the first rock act sock puppet parody honored. Past videos shine the spotlight on Metallica, Slipknot, Pantera, keeping it heavy. Anyway, back to the commercial. Part of the At Home with Baker Mayfield campaign, it features Mayfield delivering a package to Cooper at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after it was mistakenly delivered to him at Cleveland's First Energy Stadium, home of the Browns. So, Alice Cooper, staying busy, especially during Halloween. I like it.
You know what's funny? Anytime I see Alice Cooper, and once I found this fact out, I can't look over it. Anytime I see him, that he's such a great golfer.
Oh, dude,
it's like, dude, you're supposed to be such a scary rock star, like, you know, dark kind of a guy. But then I look at him, I'm like, but he's really good at golf.
So like the reason opposite. he's like a scratch golfer. I think he plays golf maybe less now, but he did that to get sober. Mm-hmm. So Alice Cooper, he was originally he started the Hollywood Vampires Drinking Club. They used to be over at like the whiskey and everything like that. I think it was like. God, who was in that group? There was a guy from the Monkees, like Davy Jones from the Monkees, a bunch of other people. And they would just get together and drink all the time. I think at one point, Cooper was drinking like 2 cases of beer a day.
God, yeah, damn, dude.
He calls the 80s, the albums in the 80s, the blackout albums because he doesn't remember making them. So anyway, long story short, as part of getting sober, he picked up golf. And in order to stay sober, he says, I got to golf. I'm just going to golf. And he's like a scratch golfer. He's an amazing golfer now, which is complete opposite of what Hunter and I do because we go to the golf course to get just hammered drunk. That's what
it is. Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty, you chose golf to get sober, huh?
Yeah. The one sport that you need to drink during to get better, in my opinion.
Everybody else around you is drinking.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But anyway, so scratch golfer. And a hell of a musician, that Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
All right.
And he looks like Steve Carell.
He does. He looks like Steve Carell with long black hair. All right. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
on this day in rock history, October 27th, 1975, the Boss, Bruce Springsteen, Springsteen. That's what all his friends. Bruce Springsteen. I'll get through this. Was simultaneously on the cover of Time and Newsweek. This was the first time this happened for a rock star. Yeah. Born in the USA.
That's a way to make mama proud.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma, I was on the cover of Newsweek and Time at the same time.
Yeah. What'd you do? Huh? That's what I thought.
I had you, son. So.
The only magazine I have ever been on was Criminals Magazine. That was it. Douchebag Magazine. That was it. Anyway, that is your rock news and rock history for Wednesday. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. WIRX.